Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You are tuned in to the Vitamin D Podcast, and I'm your host, Dawn Day, and I'm here to get you excited about your life. So on this episode, we're taking it back to the origination of vitamin D, where I would use the lyrics of popular music and intertwine them into a motivational message. You know, in a sense of using what we listen to in our background to feed in our everyday lives, right? And so I want this episode to be dedicated to something very special. The essence of who we are and why we believe we are who we are, which stems what we do and why we do what we do. So without further ado, it's time now for your dose of vitamin D.
Get your vitamin D right here with me and get excited about your life.
Today's dose of vitamin D is dedicated to believing in yourself. We're in strange times right now. We're in a time where life is showing you that nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is promised. And guess what? You're starting to realize that you're going to have to take certain chances, that you're going to have to lean on things that may be seeming uncomfortable, but it's going to take the whole essence of you to do what it is to either one, get you fulfillment, or B, provide you with the means of living your best life and the life that's adequate enough for you to take care of yourself, your family, and your loved ones. So I wanted to talk to you about what it means to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, it takes courage. It takes a sense of truth. It takes patience. It's a concoction of all these things that don't necessarily come in a row or in a certain formation, but they're essential pieces of what makes your essence, your being. But get this, in order to ignite all of them so that you can be your best self, you realize is that you got to take some things off. You know, I talked about it on a previous episode of Vitamin D with the advice letters. And I talked about this young lady. She was carrying so much shame. So many bags reminded me of Erykah Badu, Bag Lady. You're going to hurt all your back. Dragging all them bags like that. The same with you. Whether you're hurting your back, hurting your dreams, you're slowing yourself down. And when we talk about belief in self, you have to have a sense of what the belief is. Well, if you have so many distractions and you're unable to see who it is that you are, what stems on the foundation? So when I say take it off, I mean every word of it. I mean, it's time for you to get naked. It's time for you to wipe the shame off your face. It's time for you to strip yourself of all the guards and walk with your arms wide open. I get it. It is easy to pretend that we are perfect, that everything's together, everything's in place. But that's not real. You know how many chemicals and concoctions it takes to be fake? You know, the opposite of real. And then when you realize it, you have a sense of how the breakdown is so brutal. You know, oftentimes there's different smells. You realize that it basically offers no good. So when we talk about necessarily taking it off, I want you to relieve yourself of that and just learn to just be you. And understand that nobody can beat you with your own truth. I learned that from Red Table Talk. Mm-hmm. Jada's mom said that. And I thought that was profound because that's when you realize that regardless of any situation that you are faced with, you understand that you can only be authentically you. And it's only going to do one or two things. You're either going to break down or you're going to break through. But remember when we talk about carrying those things and taking things off, something has got to change. Because there's a fluidity when it comes to being who you are, the belief in who you are and standing in who you are. Here's the thing. When you talk about that breakdown, you talk about that breakthrough. You know, when you realize that you may not be able to see it, you do understand that there's a way that you can't envision it. You know, you got to think of it like a beautifully wrapped present on a special occasion. It's amazing to look at, right? I mean, it's decked out, it's folded, it has a bow. But you truly realize the reason why it's so beautiful, the reason why there's worth to it is because there's a gift inside. You hear what I'm saying? You know, that whole idea of we're putting on layers and we're trying to go and fit like a perfect imagery, you're realizing that the essence and the importance of who you are is what resides within. And what kind of peace is that? That's when we're talking about believing in self. You got to know yourself. And you know, this R&B singer, Labyrinth, he has this song. It's called Beneath Your Beautiful. And he asks, he says, I would like to know if I could see beneath your beautiful. But I say, or better yet, can you? Are you willing to do that to live out your dreams? Are you willing to live out your best life? It's all a choice. And guess what? You don't have to worry about anybody else pressuring you because it only affects you. And you realize that either it can push you forward, it can hold you back, either it can cause you peace or cause you tragedy. Perhaps that's the same thing when Meek Mill said it. You want it, you got to see it with a clear-eyed view. He said that in Dreams and Nightmares, because sometimes your dream can be your nightmares if it's what you want to fear. But when you realize and you do the work and you take time to see who you are on the inside, because you've taken those layers off, you realize that you're tapping into your true potential. And there is where you find that you align yourself with your purpose, okay? But even in that moment, you got to get out your way. Yeah, you got to get out of your own way when you have belief in yourself, because it's not always understanding. It's in trusting that the next step is taking you to the next step, which is taking you to the next step. And that makes me think of Eminem. You know, in his track, he talks about lose yourself. Because sometimes you can get so caught up in your head. Stop playing with me. How many times have you sat there playing the situation over and over again about how something could have gone, how you should have done it this way? And if you had one more opportunity, you would make it differently, only to look up that nothing's changed. Or wait, get this one. You sit there in anxiety thinking like, oh my gosh, what's to come? You've sat there and planned out every situation and every outcome to every possible strange, abnormal, minute situation that can cause you to go in circles and circles about what something could be. That's not fair. That's not believing in yourself. See, when you believe in yourself, you have a moment which you trust it is right now. See, you rid yourself of all those ideals of what is supposed to be and what will be. You start to discover your sense of purpose, and your vision starts to be constructed in the way that so that obstacles are no longer roadblocks, but rather stepping stones. Did you hear what I'm saying? Obstacles are no longer roadblocks, but they're stepping stones, because you realize there are muscles that are being stretched. Whether it comes down to having the faith within yourself, whether it comes down to realizing who do you have to outsource for information, where it comes down to realizing that you have to be that one man band man putting every single piece of your puzzle together. It's in trusting that you have everything that you need right now and to get out of your head. That's why he says you better lose yourself. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. Because here's the thing. If you get so caught up in trying to hold everything, you don't allow pieces to fall apart so they can be put back together. That's another thing I talked about on the advice letters. I talked about how sometimes that your life has to fall apart so that it can be put back together, just like a mosaic, because you were making a beautiful picture of all the experiences, of all the challenges, of all the ways that you've chosen to overcome things in your life. That's what you're putting together. That's the belief in the things not seen, the belief about being who you are. So that's why you got to take time enough to see, who are you? Who do you want to be? What are the aspirations? Because you got to have something that you're going after. There has to be something that you're making alignment to. And rather than making a comparison to somebody else, thinking about what you should have did or could have done based on a person who is no longer you, because now you've taken time to mature, because you've lived a little longer, because you've seen a little more, and because you experienced a little bit more, then now your vision is now more keen. Now, for whatever you thought that you were losing, these leaves that steadily call off in the fall for every tree, you realize in the spring a new thing comes forth. And understanding that in your life, a new thing is coming, that's the belief. Because your steps are ordered and you're walking in it because you've taken time to know yourself, right? Then we got this next thing, and I love this. I love this so, so very much, because it's a thing where how we put value in things. And sometimes, and it may not always seem like a quote unquote good thing, of how we can see how things can have more value rather than seeing how ourselves. But I think it's a beautiful thing when you can make a parallel and you can start to see things a little bit more clearly. What do I mean by that? Rihanna, she said in her song Diamonds, she said, "You're a shooting star, I see. A vision of ecstasy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky." Now, here's the thing. When we talk about value and placing value on things and realizing value ourselves, is that when you take a look at a diamond, you realize that the value that's placed on it, it's an ability to shine. But see, there's a quote that I learned in college, and it has stuck with me throughout the years. And it says, "What allows a diamond to shine are the multitudes of cuts that have been placed within it." Well, let's think about it. If we're talking about belief in self, right? It's about getting to know self and understanding that when we decided to get naked, we've taken off all these coverings and all these labels and all of these imageries and things that we thought things were supposed to be like. We realize that those are the imperfections. Just like a diamond. There's cuts. That's guilt. There's cuts, a shame. That's cuts, that's a broken heart. That's cuts, a failed job opportunity. That's cuts. But guess what? When you realize when that pressure comes around you and all those cuts, they may not represent necessarily the happiest times in your lives, but they are testimonials for who you are. They remind you of where you came from, but they don't define where you are right now. And you know what? It is your due diligence to remain in that positive light, a light that will allow you to shine for the whole world to see. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you decide to come forth in your truth, in the belief of what it is that you were designed to do, despite what is around you, despite your failed attempts, despite your failed relationships, despite your failed finances, you show up. And when you show up for yourself, you get rewarded for that. You show up in truth. You show up because you want to see the way, and therefore you step into your light. And when you step into your light, you reflect everything that you've been through. You reflect truth. You reflect realness. You reflect opportunity. You reflect your dreams. That's what makes it powerful, of what is allowing a diamond to shine. Are you ready to shine? That's what I want to know from you. You gotta want it as bad as you want to breathe. You gotta know that it's inside of you. You gotta realize that you're worth it. You gotta understand that everything you've been through is a culmination of who you are. And my God, you're beautiful. You realize how many ways you learned how to not to do something. You realize how you're not going to waste your time anymore. You realize how you're more keen on what you value. You realize that you're stepping in more truth of yourself. That's what this pandemic is doing also. It's allowing us to have the realization of what we are existing in right now. It truly is sharpening the vision. So when I ask you, are you ready to believe in yourself? I'm truly asking you, are you ready to see yourself? Are you? Because there aren't any more distractions. And the time is now. Tomorrow isn't promised. Nothing is guaranteed. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to be that shooting star? Are you going to be that vision of ecstasy? I think you deserve to shine. So you need to shine bright like a diamond. And you realize that when you step in your truth and who you are, you kind of that reflect the characteristics of a sun. You know, like vitamin D, because the sun doesn't ask permission to shine. So neither should you. When you walk in your wholehearted truth of who you are, you realize that you can't just give a piece of yourself. What do I mean by that? It goes back to the whole notion of why you got to get naked. You got to stop covering up of what made you who you are right now. Because if you're so busy trying to hide who it is that you were, what you've been through, what you've experienced, then you'd lose the pathway that gotten you right here. And it was those steps, that pathway that's going to lead other people to their destiny and to their light, because that's who you are. So I ask you, are you ready to give all of you? Because that's where the truth lies. And remember, nobody can beat you with your own truth. Do you believe in yourself? Do you? You know, John Legend, you know, he has a song, All of Me, right? And he's singing out to his core. He's belting. And he's just like, in order for you to be your most authentic self, you have to give to yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't say give a piece. I didn't say give that special part that's grateful on the day that you got the job. I'm talking about giving a piece of yourself that you didn't lose sanity on the day that you watched your mother take her last breath. Did you hear what I said? I'm not talking about the time when you got the promotion. I'm maybe talking about when you got laid off during the pandemic because you still got your peace of mind. You're realizing all those things are in a culmination of who you are right now. So when I ask you, are you ready to give all of yourself? You understand that if you're stepping into greatness, if you're stepping in the moment of being like a diamond and ready to shine, I need all your pieces. I need those lights to reflect off of one another. I need somebody to see that that was a turn. I need somebody to see that that was a twist. Because of all these things that may have led you in these circles that went round and round and round, the light just kept shining. And guess what? You start to reflect that diamond. It's time for you to understand that when you decide and sign up to believe in yourself and give yourself all of yourself, you start giving yourself the life that you deserve. And you should not shy from the very best. So if that means taking time with yourself, that's belief and understanding that you need to love yourself. If that's even taking time with meditation in the morning, that's even belief that you know that you need to know yourself. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you have done or what you haven't done. I want to let you know that you are worth it. Your dreams are worth it. Your relationships, your family, your career, and whatever else means anything to you is worth it. So giving up is not an option. And here's the thing. I said it before. I say it again. I know sometimes life throws a few curveballs and it gets a little rocky, but that doesn't mean you give up. Because remember, we talk about the belief in self. And so if you have this vision for this life that you want, and you've been on this journey of getting to know who you are, going through various trials and tribulations, staying up at night because you know that something inside of you is telling you that you are who you are. You understand that there's greatness. There's greatness inside of you that has to be unleashed. Do you have any idea of how much greatness you have inside of you? How smart, how beautiful, how talented and amazing you are. How dare you even entertain the notion of giving up? You're too dope for that. And it just makes me think, like, we listen to these songs and I'm not sure we necessarily hear them all, but it's just like MC Hammer said, you gotta be too legit to quit. When you go to the store and say if you had your cash, and you know, sometimes with the 20s, the 50s, and the 100s, they'll take a marker and just slide it across the bill. Best believe it's going to be legit in order for you to make sure that you cash out on your purpose. So if you're talking about cashing out on your dreams, you have to be too legit to quit. And with that, that has to take an uncontrollable, unfathomable, unconceivable type of belief in yourself. Belief in you possess everything that you will possibly need to be all it is that you want to be. So whatever it is that you want out of life, that's when you realize that you gotta want it as bad as you wanna breathe. Because you're gonna have those instances as you decide to walk in your authentic self. That's gonna take your breath away because you're gonna be growing in different ways. Because remember, you've had different trials and tribulations. Remember, you've had different losses. Remember, you've had different challenges. All those things have been going on. But you're here now. And because you didn't decide to take a little bitty piece. You had to take all of you from your history of what you learned for the destiny of the future that you are going towards. It's encompassing everything around. So that belief in yourself has to be settled in with yourself. It's something that you have to want as bad as you want to breathe. You wake up every day and you have to realize that you have 86,400 chances to live your best life. Because there are 86,400 seconds in every day. And when you wake up walking and living and breathing and seeing the opportunity that you have for your life, tell me, what is it that you cannot do? But more importantly, tell me, what is it that you want to do? You know, oftentimes we sit there all day talking about what we can't do, what we should do, what we couldn't do. But I'm interested in knowing what you want to do because that's the belief in yourself, regardless of whatever situation, regardless of anything that's going on around you. And I want you to understand that you got to make it. You got to know that you're making it. And you know, you got to get it how you live it. But it's an understanding of seeing who you are. So I want to make sure that you see that. I want you to understand the value of yourself. But I want you to understand, too, that you got to be ready to see yourself. And I hope that's what 2020 gives to you. Because we've been in a situation for probably quite too long of all these filters and all these cover-ups, all these Photoshop imagery, all these smoke and mirrors. But because the dust is starting to settle, because all the confusion has stopped, we're starting to see each other. So I hope and I pray that you start to see yourself and walk into your authentic self. You've asked for this moment. Seize it. You've asked for a moment where everything can stop and pause so that you can see, so that you can be a creator right from your home, that you can be a dreamer across the world, that you can be in a season of manifestation, that you can be in a season of vision, and that's what this is right now. So believe in yourself. Take a chance on yourself. It's time for you to believe and be everything that you can be. And I hope that you learn to love on yourself to the fullest. That's the key. If you're going to believe in yourself, you have to learn to love on yourself. Because when you love, you realize you treat those things with care. You're particular about what comes around it. You're particular about how you nurture it. You really understand its value. For it's not on the clearance racks. It's behind the glass where the valuables are. Not everybody can place their hands on it. It isn't exposed to all types of elements. Hello? Who are you exposing yourself to? Hello? What kind of situations are you placing yourself in? I just want to know. But you got greatness inside of you and you're going to be all right because there's an undeniable belief in yourself that has gotten you where you are right now. I just ask that you decide to see yourself. Put on a vision. See yourself so that you can believe in yourself. Okay? All right. That's it for this dose of vitamin D. believe in yourself. That's what it's all about, right? I hope this helped you really put in perspective of what it means to have belief, what it means to have sight on what it is that you want, and how it's understanding that everything that has gotten you to where you are in this moment is what makes you beautiful. It's what lies beneath your beautiful. It's what allows you to shine bright like the diamond that you are. It's time. Understanding that you're too legit to quit. Realizing that you have to lose yourself. I want that for you. I want that for all of you. And literally all of you. Every piece, every nook, every cranny. I hope that you put all those pieces together because you're great. And if you want to continue to feel greater, perhaps you need some advice. Maybe you need some inquiries, whatever it is, just give us a holler. Shoot us an email at vitamind@dawndayspeaks.com. You heard me? At vitamind@dawndayspeaks.com. If you need advice, if you have an interesting question, if you have a suggestion of topics, I want to hear from you. We want to continue to shed light, and I thank you for joining us today. If you want even more vitamin D in your life, I want to encourage you to follow me on all social media at Dawn Day Speaks. That's Dawn, D-A-I, Speaks on all social media. Until next time, always remember, you are your greatest asset.